This morning, we also go to the tomb because we want to see whether we know what happened 2,000 years ago or have just a vague idea. We want to see. We want to know. Just as Mary Magdalene wanted to know, wanted to see. So we run. We come to this Mass on Easter Sunday and we try to see. And what do we see? In one sense, we see exactly what Mary Magdalene and then later Peter and John saw. An empty space, an empty tomb. In one sense, we don't see much if what we're expecting is some incredible, extraordinary proof that God is real, that Christ is alive, that there are reasons for hope. If we make our faith depend on some extraordinary event, on some apparition or sign, then perhaps we might be disappointed. We don't see that. And yet, we do see. Peter, whom we have been accompanying in all the reflections during the Easter Triduum, said in the homily, in the sermon that he was preaching today, that we heard in the first reading, something very interesting. He said this: God raised on the third day Jesus, and pay attention, granted that he be visible, not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance. God raised Christ and granted that he be visible, not to everyone, but to us. How is he visible then? How can we see Christ? How can we believe? And if we believe, and that's why we're here, how can we believe more? How can Easter, in other words, make an actual difference? How can we not celebrate another Easter and, yeah, maybe rejoice because we have a beautiful day and see friends and family and have a good meal? Things that are great. But we know in the bottom of our hearts that Easter has to be more than that. How do we see Christ today? In God's loving plan, obviously, faith in Christ was not meant to depend on seeing physically Christ, what Peter, John, and really a few others were able to see. We, like any other disciple in history, see in a different way. We see Christ in our community. We see Christ in those who were baptized and joined the Catholic Church last night at the Easter Vigil. We see Christ in the beauty of the world, in the beauty of our church. And most especially, we see Christ in his real presence in the Eucharist. We see with the eyes of faith. And it is very moving, actually, to think that Peter believed before he saw Christ risen from the dead. We've been walking with Peter. We've accompanied him as he rejected Jesus coming to him to wash his feet, when he promised everything and then denied his master and friend. We were with Peter in his denial while he was weeping. And now we are with Peter as we see that something changed. He was preaching to everyone. And yes, of course, at some point he did see the presence of the risen Christ. But we need to remember that first he ran to the tomb with John. And they saw nothing. They saw a cloth. And they believed. We are called today to remember that faith is an act of trust. That faith cannot depend on proofs. That we cannot ask God, prove me again why I should trust in you. Give me the thing that I need so I can trust in you. Faith means trusting that in the darkness of our world, there is one and only one person who has died and has risen from the dead. Faith means believing that he is with us. as we heard in such a beautiful way, as we chanted in such a beautiful way in the entrance antiphon, which comes from a psalm written so many hundreds of years before Christ, and that mysteriously prefigured the night of Easter. This is what we chanted, and of course you have it in your song sheets. I have risen, and I am with you still. You have laid your hand upon me. Alleluia. Jesus is saying these words. When we read these words, we need to think, this is Christ. This is Jesus rising from the dead, saying to his Father, I have risen and I am with you still. Father, you have laid your hand upon me. But also, and this is the good news of this morning, this is Jesus saying to us, I have risen and I am with you still. There's a lot of darkness in the world, and we know that. In many ways, we are all tired of talking about the bad things that have been happening. But it would be good not to forget where we were a year ago. Not to forget that very difficult, good in many ways, but also very difficult Easter. A year ago, we were confused. A year ago, we didn't know what was going to happen. A year ago, you all were not here at church. And how beautiful it is to see that Christ really overcomes darkness and sin. Of course, we're here. That doesn't mean that all the problems have been solved. There's a lot of work to do. But today, we need to renew our faith. And our faith does not come from the solutions that we can bring or others can, but our faith and our hope come from these words. Jesus saying to us, directly to our hearts, I have risen and I am with you still. And I will be with you still, always. In joy or sorrow, triumph or defeat, I will be with you always because I am risen. Hopefully, as we celebrate Easter today, we will truly celebrate, not just remembering something beautiful that happened, but knowing that this mystery is renewed today for us, knowing that we are here, that while our physical eyes don't see an apparition of the risen Christ, the eyes of our hearts do see that he is alive, that he is risen, that he is with us still.